Yeah, so let's take a little step back actually to just coming into Ruka, obviously, and I've asked a bunch of other, you know, every person I've spoken to, I've kind of asked the same question, like, what was your headspace? Not just like from a fitness perspective, but what am I doing? It's a pandemic. And I know you expressed your concerns, you know, to the Anchorage paper, and they're obviously they're valid concerns. So before we get to how great the weekend was, I'm just kind of curious, what was your headspace about just managing health, but also like, I'm here to do my job?
Yeah, it's definitely a work in progress. I wouldn't say I've nailed it. I'm definitely pretty nervous about the whole situation. And I think I don't know, I have been honestly since March. I'm just one of those people that is scared of it. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess maybe it was good I felt that way starting back in March, because I have had some time to try to, you know, come up with strategies to center myself and keep some perspective. But yeah, I left it, you know, I left it an open decision of whether or not I was going to come until like 2 days before I came. I kind of, or maybe it was 3 days, I like, you know, talked to people I value their opinion of, my mom and my boyfriend and my coach and also Grover, and you know, just had some honest conversations, and then went for a run and felt that the scales were kind of tipping towards coming, so here I am.
Great. And you feel good, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I mean that was like maybe one of the biggest reasons I wanted to come, is I had a great summer of training and I feel really fit, and I was just really craving the challenge that the World Cup brings. And I didn't think I was going to get that challenge doing time trials at home. So I just, yeah, I felt like I kind of needed that in my life to feel some amount of fulfillment and passion for kind of like what I'm doing. So here I am racing.
You know, I think you posted you certainly had a career best qualifier in the sprint. I think you were 13th and ended up 17th. You had a solid day yesterday, and, you know, on paper, at least coming into today's skate pursuit, you had a chance to hit a podium. You know, and I talked to Matt Wickham about that yesterday, and I'm looking at the list of skiers, and it's obviously, it's the World Cup, and you're like, holy crap, there's a lot of skiers in front of Rosie, who starts 11th, but it's possible on a solid day, and anything can happen. But then you also kind of throw in the factor, it's like the Swedish women are just like on fire, and there's a group of them. And how is that dynamic going to play out? Are they going to work together? Are they going to try and drop everyone? What's going to happen? So those were things kind of going through my mind. And I was pleasantly surprised to see that you were just off the podium and you had a career best 5th place today. So maybe kind of walk us through the race, and maybe as you kind of tell us about it, you know, there was a moment, and I think, you know, you were within maybe 30 seconds, and then you kind of lost some time, but were able to kind of claw back. So those are just my basic observations this morning, but I obviously wanted to reach out to you and see how things unfolded.
Yeah, like you said, I too looked at the paper and thought, there's some room to improve, but yikes, that's going to be hard. I kind of just wanted to be ready for anything out there. And yesterday I felt like I left a little bit out on the track and was a little regretful of that. So I didn't want to have that same experience today. I wanted to like kind of push myself a little harder and see what was in there. So I tried to kind of start pretty aggressively. I also just don't like skiing in packs, so the fewer people I ski with, the better for me. And you know, that first climb, I just got into my climbing groove, and felt great. So, you know, I thought, well, now or never, let's go. So I just kind of went with it. There was a pretty strong headwind coming back to the stadium, so I knew that I was vulnerable there alone. So I was really working hard to catch, Ebba and one of the Wang twins. I don't know which one. I got them like in the stadium, and right as I latched on, Ebba took off. and I did not have it in me to chase her down right then. So I was alone again. And so I just kind of, that's when you start to wonder, oof, can I maintain this pace? Like, what have I done? Like, maybe this was a bad idea. But I just tried to, like, come back to my own skiing and get in my own space and just slow and steady. And I could still see that the front pack in front of me. So, I thought, okay, just if I keep clipping away at it, like, maybe I can get them. And finally, on the last lap, or heading out onto the last lap, I caught them. And it had a lot of really good sprinters in that pack, and so they were at that point, they were definitely kind of measuring each other, doing a little cat and mouse, a little like accelerate, slow down, which is not my forte. So I was like, oh great, okay, time to like get in the game, like switch my mindset a little bit, like figure out where my move is and whatnot. And so that just kind of continued the whole lap, and heading into that big downhill right before the last climb, we were all in the track, and I was in the back at that point. And I don't really know what happened, but I think one of the Swedish girls tried to get out to like pass somebody, or maybe they both, I don't know what happened. Somehow they took each other out. And it's really high speed there, so they're like tumbling down this hill, and Neprieva hit them, and I'm in the back, so I'm like watching this all unfold, like going really fast down this downhill, being like, oh God, what do I do now? So luckily I like had enough wherewithal to like kind of slow down a little bit, slalom through them, and then be like, whoa, I made it through, like let's go. So I got through them. But then there was a gap to like Ebba, Frida, and the other Russian girl at that point. So I knew those other girls behind me were like closing hot, and they at that point hadn't lost speed because they hadn't had to stop in the middle of the downhill. So I was just going for all I could to try to like not get caught and also maybe catch someone else if they start dying or something. And at that point, I just kind of held my own.
You know, like race fitness, or like time trial fitness, and I know everybody had kind of a modified situation over the summer, about how you're actually really testing, against. And you obviously, you have Sadie, you can test yourself against in Anchorage, Haley Swerbal, lots of folks. What does it kind of mean to you to come into another season and show what you can do? I know we spoke last year early on, sort of a similar situation where it was like, wow, Rosie Brennan is killing it. It's back to back years now. Yeah, I'm just kind of curious what's rolling through your mind as you've, and we've discussed before, really had kind of a up and down earlier part of your career where you were on the team, off the team, would get starts, wouldn't get starts, and I think it speaks a lot to your work ethic, and other things that you're able to kind of just like keep your head down, grind away, and come. And here we are in the first weekend, and you're fifth in the world.
I guess, well, I don't, yeah, it was a weird summer. I actually didn't have Sadie around as much as I would like. she was kind of dealing with injury and other life things. And so I had Haley a little bit, but yeah, I honestly did a lot of training with Tyler.
Well, he's fast too.
Yeah, I think it helps me. Probably helps me more than it helps him, but and we did have team training, but as I said, I was pretty nervous about Corona, so I wasn't like the first to jump in behind someone in intervals. but we had some time trials and stuff, so yeah, I
Right.
was able to push myself. But the thing is, like, when you don't travel and you don't have camps, and also for better or worse, I think I deal with most of my anxiety by training. Like, I just trained a lot. Like, I had really consistent training, just no breaks, no travel, like nothing, just training every day, day in, day out. And that just like, that adds up over time, and like you can get yourself into a really good place. And especially like as an older athlete, I think that kind of training, works pretty well. I know what the grind feels like, and I maybe don't need as much like excitement and stimulus in my everyday as when you're young. And yeah, for better or worse, I guess I'm just a really slow learner, and so the cumulative years of training are just finally adding up, and I think I'm just getting more fit. So it's been fun to kind of experience that, and I'm really glad I have, stuck it out through some really hard points to like feel that feeling, because it's definitely rewarding.
All right, so are you headed off to Davos for the next couple of weeks before those races?
Yeah, I'm headed to Davos tomorrow, and actually Tyler's coming over then. He has starts for that, so we will,
Sweet.
which is awesome. So we'll be kind of forming our own little two-person pod, which I'm stoked about, because we potted it up all summer, so
Yeah.
that worked out. So yeah, I'm hoping that that will kind of help me feel a little more in control of the whole corona situation. And yeah, unfortunately, there's like no snow in Davos right now, so I'm a little nervous about that. They have like just the man-made loop.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so I'm praying for a big storm there so we can have the wonderful skiing that Davos has
Yeah,
to offer when there's good snow.
right. Well, thanks again.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.